Filth dripped from cages above through the grates to those below. She estimated there must be at least 1,000 men here. They were given only a cup of weak soup a day. Hepatitis was epidemic, and other diseases were spreading. Every other day, prisoners were selected, apparently at random, and taken out for beatings. 3 or 4 soldiers would surround each prisoner and would beat him with iron bars, wooden 2x4s, truncheons. After a time, the beating would stop. Any prisoner who could walk would be thrown back for further treatment, and the beating continued. They would be carried back to their cages by other prisoners. That was the general pattern. There were some particular incidents inflicted on the prisoners almost in a spirit of experimentation by the guards. A prisoner was not allowed to defecate. A prisoner was forced to eat sand. Another was forced to swallow his own feces. 6 people died while Heather monitored the camp. The deaths were as a result of the beatings, exposure, or disease. Occasionally, a prisoner would be shot, for example, when attempting to escape or fight back. One prisoner was actually released, apparently to take the news of the determination of these blue-helmeted troops to his comrades. Heather noticed that the guards were careful to use only captured weaponry, as if they were determined to leave no unambiguous trace of their activities. Evidently, she thought, the power of the worm cam had not yet impinged on the imaginations of these soldiers. They weren't yet used to the idea that they could be watched, any place, any time, even retrospectively from the future. It was almost impossible to watch these bloody deeds, which would have been invisible to the public anyhow, only a few months before. This would be dynamite up the ass of President Juarez, who in Heather's opinion had already proven herself to be the worst sleazebag to pollute the White House since the turn of the century, which was saying something. And not to mention, as the first female president, a major embarrassment to half the population. And maybe, Heather allowed herself to hope, the mass consciousness would stir once more when people saw war as it truly was, in all its bloody glory, as they had briefly glimpsed it when Vietnam had become the first television war and before the commanders had reestablished control over media coverage. She even cradled hopes that the approach of the wormwood would change the way people felt about each other. If everything was to end just a handful of generations away, what did ancient enmities matter? And was the purpose of the remaining time, the remaining days of human existence, to inflict pain and suffering on others? There would still be just wars, surely. But it would no longer be possible to dehumanize and demonize an opponent, not when anybody could tap a soft screen and see for themselves the citizens of whichever nation was considered the enemy. And there could be no more warmongering lies about the capability, intent, and resolve of an opponent. If the culture of secrecy was finally broken, no government would get away with acts like this ever again. Or maybe she was just being an idealist. She pressed on, determined, motivated. But no matter how hard she tried to be objective, she found these scenes unbearably harrowing. The sight of naked, wretched men writhing in agony at the feet of blue-helmet soldiers with clean, hard American faces. She took a break. She slept a while, bathed, then prepared herself a meal. Breakfast at 3 in the afternoon. She knew she wasn't the only citizen putting the new facilities to use like this. All around the country, she had heard, truth squads were forming up, using worm cam and internet. Some of the squads were no more than neighborhood watch schemes, but one organization, called Cop Watch, was disseminating instructions on how to shadow police at work in order to provide a fair witness to a cop's every activity. Already, it was said, this new accountability was having a marked effect on the quality of policing. Thuggish and corrupt officers, thankfully rare anyhow, were being exposed almost immediately. Consumer groups had suddenly gained power and were daily exposing scams and con artists. In most states, detailed breakdowns of campaign finance information were being posted, in some cases for the first time. There was a lot of focus on the Pentagon's more obscure activities and its dark budget, and so on. Heather relished the idea of concerned private citizens, armed with worm cam and suspicion, clustering around the corrupt and criminal like white blood cells. In her